if cold calling people or sending cold emails to them to sell them something is your jam, well, my friend, you're not going to like this episode. In fact, you'll probably outright hate it because I hate getting cold emails and cold calls. So I'm not going to do it for my business. Now, I've shared this on other podcasts that I've been a guest on, and people leave hate comments in the chat, like I've done on a couple YouTube videos, YouTube podcasts, and I get hate comments. Cracks me up, but I don't really care. I hate getting cold emails. I'm not going to do that to grow my business. If you don't mind getting those emails, if you don't mind getting those phone calls, and you don't mind sending them out and bugging people when they're not looking to buy your thing, well then, my friend, go right ahead and do it. But for me and my house, we will not send cold calls or cold emails. But there is still a lot I do for prospecting activities to bring new leads into my pipeline that are warm, that I can call, I can email, and I can nurture them to lead to a sale. I'm going to share all of those things in this episode. Welcome to the Digital Nomad Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Eric. I am a full-time digital nomad entrepreneur traveling around the world with my wife and our four kids, and we are having an amazing experience. We're able to do this because of my digital marketing agency, In Transit Studios. And if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for us having a successful business, this would be a different story. We would struggle with this lifestyle. So whether you want to be a full-time traveler or not a full-time traveler, but you want to have the location independence and have the freedom, you're going to need to make money. It's just that simple. And every dollar you're ever going to make, unless it comes from somebody else, if you're going to make the dollar yourself, if you're going to own a business, then every dollar you're ever going to make in business is going to start as a lead. And so many times I talk to people that I'm doing coaching with that they think the key is just finding the right lead generation strategy. You know, if they can just figure out the right Facebook ads. And so they try some Facebook ads and guess what? That doesn't work. And so they go over and they sign up for this program and they're gonna learn to do get leads via LinkedIn. And so they take this course and they start doing some LinkedIn things and that doesn't work. So they go over here and they take this course and oh, I'm gonna create a Facebook group and people are gonna sign up for my Facebook group and then they're just gonna give me money. And so this is because this person in Instagram said that that's what they did, and they now make $100,000 an hour. Okay, that's an exaggeration. But we see these things, and we get excited about them. We go after them, and here's the thing. Most of those work. Most of those will work for you, but you don't stick to it long enough, or you don't take the time to figure out the principle behind the practice and figure out why is it working for them. You're not re-engineering or reverse engineering success. And so what I want to encourage you to do is just choose one of those. Just choose one. There are four categories that I think lead gen falls in. And one of them is cold emailing. You can be doing that. You do send cold emails and cold calls. That's category one that I loathe. The second category is content. You can create content. You can have a blog. You can have a YouTube channel. You can you can do social media content. There's all kinds of ways to create content. And you can do it. You got to create a lot of it. And you got to get really, really good at it. And you got to do it for a really long time. But content is a great way to go. There's nothing wrong with that. A third is paid. You can pay for ads. You can pay for ads on Meta, pay-per-click, TikTok, LinkedIn. Like, just choose one of them and do it. I don't like paid ads as a way to go because you turn the ads off, the leads stop. Not my cup of tea. I don't want to do that. But you can. That's fine. There's a place for it. There's a time and a place to supplement. We do run some ads. It's not For direct lead generation, we run ads to grow our Facebook page, and then we directly market to those people. But that's different. That's different. It's not our primary thing. Our primary is referral and networking. I love referral and networking. It's my favorite way to do it. We've got strategies that work for this. Even when I'm a digital nomad or as a digital nomad, I can't be going to networking events. You know, I still prefer this method over all the other methods. Now, within here, there's lots of ways to do networking and referral. And so it's just where we live. So what do we do when it comes to the prospecting? And we hear that. And I think a lot of people think, well, prospecting is cold calling people. And so if I'm not cold calling people, then I don't have any prospecting to do. And that's wrong. I think you should be spending, if you are full-time, if you've reached the point where this is your full-time gig, you should be doing prospecting an hour a day. And I'm going to give you a list of what this might look like, but I think you should spend an hour a day. Now, if you can't do an hour right now, do a half hour. Can't do a half hour, do 15 minutes, but set aside some time. Do 5 minutes if that's all you can do, but start getting in the habit of having a set time every day that you're going to do prospecting. And here's the goal with prospecting. It's not to make a sale. The goal with prospecting is to schedule a call. That's right. That's the goal. You're prospecting. You're putting the effort in to make the appointment that you can get on then. And how it looks for me is during my prospecting time every day, I've got a list of prospects, a list of potential customers that I am contacting to try to set up what we call an initial discussion, a free consultation, if you will. And then from in that meeting, I gather the information we need to create a digital marketing blueprint, which is my sales proposal. I use a two-step consultative sales process. Some people don't like that sales process. They do a one-call close. Like if they can't close you on the one call, then they need to go back to the drawing board. Like that's fine. I don't care about that. Some people will do the initial discussion and then they email the proposal. Okay. You're lengthening the buying time, but you can do that. You can do that, especially if you're a solopreneur and you don't have a lot of time to do those extra meetings. That's one way to do that. I don't do that anymore because, like I said, it increases the buying time and I want a short buying cycle. So I, though, take time every day to schedule appointments. That's my prospecting. Again, a lot of people think, well, that's just, you gotta call a cold list. That's not true at all. So what does it look like? What does some prospecting look like? In fact, maybe there's a way to build a system around this. You know, I love systematizing for success and I love building systems that have predictable outcomes and make us money. Those are my favorite systems, the systems that make us money. And my prospecting system is one of those. And the first thing I do is I put together a pipeline. In fact, anytime I work with any of my anybody doing coaching, the very first thing I do is make sure they have a pipeline. You know, this could be post-it notes on a wall. It could be, you know, a Google spreadsheet. You could use a tool. There's all kinds of ways to do this. You just need a pipeline, a way to capture every opportunity. And your pipeline is going to have different stages. It's going to have different columns, you know, and you can have, you know, 4, you could have 8, you could have 10. You know, it's your system, you know, have at it. And so what I want you to try to picture in this audio podcast, if you can, and don't close your eyes if you're driving or mowing the yard or crossing the street or doing something like that. But if you're doing an activity where you can close your eyes, maybe you want to close your eyes and try to visualize this. But what you're picturing is you're just picturing a set of columns. Columns go up and down, rows go left and right. You're just picturing a whole bunch of columns. Okay. A whole bunch of columns, a whole bunch of buckets, if you want to, but you know, I prefer columns, just a whole bunch of columns. And the very first column, I label it untouched, okay? These are untouched opportunities, people that I want to contact, people that I can make contact with that I'm going to try to schedule an appointment. In the very next column is labeled scheduling initial discussion, because that's what I'm doing. So what I do is I want to keep that second column full. So I look for people in untouched that I rate, and you get better at this over time, and I move them from untouched into scheduling ID. And then every day I'm contacting those people in scheduling ID until I can get a hold of them and move them to ID scheduled, initial discussion scheduled. That's it. Now for me, I need to have two of these per week. Some seasons in our business, I need to do five of these in a week. Right now, we've pulled back, we've tapped the brakes a little bit. We are only looking to onboard one client per month because we're focused on making our product really, really, really great. So to have time to work on our product, to work on our systems, we can't be launching a project every week, which is what I really like to do. But we've got to get some things organized. We're working on our business a little bit, but I need to start one project a month. Okay, at least 2 weeks in between. Man, sometimes I'll do two a month, but I want two solid weeks between starting projects, because that gives us time to work on our product, to work on our business and make it even better. That's just where we are right now. So right now I need two initial discussions a week. And so I look at my calendar every day. Every morning, I look at the calendar for next week and I ask myself, do I have two initial discussions scheduled? Or do I have, if it's a week, I need five, maybe it's five. Maybe there are times I needed 10. You know, it just depends on whatever my measurement is. I look at the calendar the next week and I go, what do I need next week? What's my goal? Well, I need two. Do I have two? No. Okay, time to make some calls. And I'm going to start calling people through my scheduling ID list that I'm trying to get a hold of. Hey, are you available? I'm just curious, see if you had time next Tuesday to talk about, you know, growing your business. You know, that's not how I say it, but you know, I've got a little bit of a script I use. But I get on the phone with people, want to know if you're available next Tuesday at 2, Thursday at 3, whatever it is. I'm not trying to do any sales activity in this call. I'm just making the call, leaving a voicemail, talking to them, because the moment I get two scheduled next week, or five or 10, whatever season I'm in, for right now it's two. When I get two scheduled for next week, I'm done. I'm not making any more calls this week. Why would I make more calls this week? I've got the two I need for next week. Next Monday, I'll look at the week after. I'll look at the following week. Do I have the calls I need next week? Oh, I don't have them. I gotta make them. Gotta get the calls made. Gotta get my calls scheduled. And I do that because I know that those initial discussions are going to lead to blueprint presentations. And I know my close rate. And I know that by doing that, I'm going to get my 1-2 projects a month. Like, not going to be a problem. It is going to happen. But who am I calling? That's the thing. Who am I calling? Who gets into the first column first? Who gets into untouched? Some people will go out and they'll buy a big list. They'll just buy a list. They'll spend several hundreds of dollars and they'll get a list and they'll dump it in that first column and then they start moving them over. That's cold calling. I don't like doing that. So what do I do? Well, I got a whole list here. Let me go through them real quick. The first thing I want you to start with, if you've never done this before, is Fafar. Okay, Fafar. Now, if you're listening and you're like, what the heck is Fafar? I'm going to tell you. But before I tell you, would you leave a review? Would you leave a review, leave a rating, subscribe? It's how I know you're out there. It's how I know you're getting something out of the conversation. I know it's how you've been listening for 14 minutes. You've made it to this point. And it would mean the world to me. It lets me know that, yeah, keep doing it. People are finding this helpful. You know, it's benefiting people. It's the only reason, you know, I'm doing this. I like to teach. And this gives me a chance every week. This gives me an outlet every week to teach something. And it would mean the world if you would say thank you to me by leaving a rating, a review, subscribe, share, tell somebody about it, you know, or send me an email, eric@dnepodcast.com. Send me an email and let me know what you want to hear about. Hey, I'd like to hear a podcast episode about this. Hey, I got a question about this. That would be great. All right. So back to how do I fill up my list of people that I can call, that I can reach out to get them scheduled for my initial discussions. So that way I've got money coming in the future when I need it. All right. Well, start with Fafar. Who's Fafar? Friends, family, and relatives. Okay. And for this one, friends, I go kind of broad. Okay. I go pretty wide with friends. Can I tell you, next week, I have a meeting with the director of the language school my wife is attending in Costa Rica. Why? Because anybody we give money to on a pretty regular basis, I'm going to ask them at some point about their website. I'm going to reach out to them and say, hey, Mr. Pediatric Dentist, I was looking at your website. And by the way, you know, thanks for doing a great job with my kids last week. I was looking at your website and you would get more phone calls if you did these three things. And so I hope you found these helpful. If you'd like any more tips or anything, let me know. I send out a weekly marketing email newsletter. I could put you or somebody from your staff on it. Just reply back and let me know. Thanks. I send them something. I send them some tips, some ideas. What did it cost me? 2 minutes. Okay, 2 minutes. And I'm giving them something nice, because here's the truth. You reap what you sow. Okay. Give first. We're in a give first economy. Give somebody some ideas. Give them some suggestions. Give them some tips. It's weird if you don't know them. I can't stand it when people message me and I was looking at your website, blah, 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 blah. We can do this. You don't know me. It's a cold. I don't like it. But hey, you know, Mr. Dentist, who just had your hands in my mouth, you know, we know each other. We're like BFFs now. Okay. You were staring into the throat of my children, you know, grinding on their teeth, you know, scraping away. Like, let's talk business now. Let's talk shop. Okay. So I do this when they kid, you know, sports clubs my kids have been in, a mechanic I've used more than once. If it is somebody I've done business with or do business with now, you know, I consider, you know, I'll reach out to them. You know, if we're friends, if I have that relationship with you, I'm going to do that. Okay. Friends, family, relatives, who do you know that has a website, or who do you know that knows other? Do you have somebody in your business that is a commercial realtor? Oh my goodness. I love commercial realtors, because they are meeting with new people every month that's starting new businesses, because they're looking for commercial real estate to maybe expand. Maybe they're a growing business. Maybe they're a new business. Oh my gosh. I love talking to commercial realtors and saying, hey, listen, you know, you're out there meeting. You've got the same audience with a different offer, but you and I have the same audience. You have your audience is business owners. My audience is business owners. But you get them in the property, I get them, you know, website, so they can continue to afford that property, which helps you out. Hello, Mr. Mrs. Realtor, helps you out. You know, as you're meeting with people, man, if you can find out if they need a website and put us in touch, that'll be great. I would really appreciate that. And as I'm working with clients that are starting to expand or grow, I'll ask all my clients as I'm meeting with them. By the way, just kind of curious, are you happy with your business location? Because I've got a commercial realtor. I'll pitch you, buddy. Like I loved doing that. Okay. So friends, family, relatives, don't contact them right now. You might be thinking, oh, Uncle Bob, I'm going to call Uncle Bob's a commercial realtor. No, what you're going to do is you're going to write Uncle Bob commercial realtor. You're going to write that on a post-it note and you're going to put it in your untouched column, or you're going to type it into a cell in a Google spreadsheet, or onto a card in a Twillo board. Like, however you create this right now, don't filter. I don't know if I want to contact them. You'll filter later. Right now, just put them on there. Just put them on there. Here's the next one. Current and past clients. Current and past clients. I reach out to current and past clients all the time. Okay. And so when my untouched board list starts getting low, I go back through and are there any past clients, put them back on, reach back out, see how life is going for them. Okay. Current clients that aren't paying us for all of our services, but I know it would benefit them. I'm going to reach out to them. The next group I'll put on here is lost opportunities. If I lost an opportunity, I haven't talked to them for 3 months, I'm going to reach back out. Okay. And I'm reach out 3 months again. I'm going to reach out 3 months again because maybe the person they hired flakes on them. I have had that happen a number. Well, yeah, we hired somebody and, things are going, we can't get them to get back in touch with us now. Oh, wow. Sorry. That person you just paid $100 to build, $5,000 websites disappeared off the face of the planet. Gee, Mr. Business Owner. I don't know why. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm here. Let me help you out. All right. So I put on lost business opportunities more than 3 months and I work through them. Networks, other people and networks I belong to. If I belong to a network, I'm going to be reaching out to people. Hey, we're both in this same group. Want to know if we just meet up, get to know each other a little bit. Like I'm not necessarily looking for the sale. I'm just looking for the initial discussion. I just want to know, how long have you been in business? What's your favorite part about being in business? What's the biggest challenge you've had to overcome? What's your biggest challenge right now? Are you getting enough leads or customers? Are you getting enough of your leads or customers to come back to you? Are you getting enough reviews? Like, I want to find out in that initial discussion. And just before recording this, I was talking to one of my coaching clients and he said, yeah, Eric, but the thing is, when you tell me these stories, I can't think of the things as fast as you do. And I told him, I was like, yeah, but I've been doing it for a long time. And maybe you're sitting there and you don't. Just give yourself permission not to think of anything. Just listen, write things down, and then go home and Google how to solve a problem, this person's problem. Ask in a Facebook group. You've got one-on-one coaching with me. You've got direct access to me through Marco Polo in between coaching sessions. Send me a Marco Polo. But now on your way home from the meeting, hey, Eric, I just had coffee with so-and-so and they said their biggest challenge right now is recruiting staff. And I'm going to message you back and I'm going to say, hey, go look and see what they have on their website. Do they have an easy way for people to schedule a 15-minute culture interview to see if they're a good fit? Or are they wanting people to fill out an application that's going to take them 3 hours? Ain't nobody going to fill out their online application until they get some of their questions answered. So call them tomorrow and say, hey, listen, I was thinking about your problem about recruiting. And I looked at your website last night and I thought, your page where you're listing employment opportunities, you're having people fill out a big application. In today's day and age, people aren't going to do that. You should have a way for people to schedule a real quick, 10 minute, 15 minute, basically free consultation, initial discussion or culture interview to see if they're a good fit. All right. Let them ask some of their questions. Then if you like them and you want them to go a step further, then you send them the application. And I told him, man, we've done this with customers and it's significantly improved their customer, or I'm sorry, their staff recruitment. Okay. But I can't think of those things at every meeting on the spot. Follow up afterwards. And they're going to be like, wow, thank you. You're somebody that listens to my problem and came back with a suggestion. Thank you. Even if they don't buy it, even if they don't buy from you, they're going to remember that for a long, long time. So if I'm in a network, if I'm in an organization, I'm adding people on my untouched column and I'm going to reach out to them. I've got email magnet downloaders. That's my next list. I've got email magnets out there. And every time somebody downloads my email magnet, they go right to the top of my list. And yes, I've got email automations that are going out for nurturing and stuff like that. But I may just, if I'm really needing to, I'm going to interrupt that flow and I'm going to send a personal email. Okay. So I've got my email magnet downloaders on there. I've got webinar attendees. Maybe you don't do a webinar. That's okay. But I do. Webinar attendees. They're on there. They recycle through there every couple months. vendors. I kind of included them in Fafar, but if you're like, oh, I'm not comfortable seeing my dentist as a friend, well, then I've got them covered here in this one. Vendors. I had all of my vendors to my list. Cross networking connections. Okay. And here's how I like to do this. I like to think of, you know, who do I know or interact with on Facebook and are they on LinkedIn? Okay. So if I interact with somebody or know somebody on Facebook, I'm going to go over to a different network and I'm going to connect with them and start interacting with them over there because new people are going to see it. I'm going to start becoming a known quantity to the people they know over there. And I'm going to start adding people to my columns that way. The next one is referrals. I just ask for, hey, who do you know that I should know? Hey, who, you know, Mr. and Mrs., you know, client, we've worked together for 6 months. Here are your results. What other business owners do you know that I should know that would benefit from knowing from us? Okay. The next one on my list is, I don't do this one anymore because I'm a digital nomad, but when I was stationed in one place in the States, I would host live events and I would get people to sign up for the live events and they went on the list. The next one are people that email me, people that fill out a form on my website, you know, cold emailers. I reach out to them. Okay. Or, you know, you may want to use a service like Leverly, where it turns your form into audio and the system calls you and says, hey, so-and-so just filled out the form and here's what they said. And you can push a button to dial the person back. Leverly, it's absolutely amazing. Something to check out. The next person, group of people I'll put on my list is strategic partnerships. You know, I've got people that we work with, customers and clients that I work with that, again, have the same audience, different offers. And, you know, I'll talk to them. You know, I'll find out who they know. Well, you know, do they have any recommendations, referrals? Okay. So these are the people I'm constantly thinking through when I need to refill that list. Who do I know? How do I get in there? How am I going to get referrals? What am I going to do? I'm constantly thinking and growing that list. Yes, I could go out and buy a list. I could do that, but I'd rather have a warm connection with someone. I'd rather have an introduction with someone. So these are all the things that I do. I've never been short on leads. I've never been short on prospects because of today's leadership tip of the week. And I'm gonna share that with you. Now you might be thinking, what is this? If you're a first time listener, you might be thinking, dude, what's this leadership tip of the week? I end every episode with a leadership tip of the week because your leadership capacity, it's the capacity of your business. Your business will not grow beyond your leadership skills. And so without a doubt, I all these things I talk about on the podcast are designed to help you. You know, I talk, there are five processes your business needs. You need five core systems. You need a leadership system. You need a lead generation system. That's what I was just talking about in this episode. A lead conversion system. I've talked about that. Oh, collecting and managing money. You need systems for that. You need systems for project management. And so, but all of those, the lead gen, lead conversion, collecting and managing money, and project management, all of those are supported by your leadership. All of those are better or worse based upon your leadership. So what's my leadership tip of the week? Plan outside of the pressure. Plan outside of the pressure. Why do I have this whole long list of things that I can do to fill the top of my pipeline for prospecting that's not cold calling? Because I get away from my office. I used to do it once a week. I called it a CEO day. It started as an hour once a month, and then it became an hour a week, and then it became a full day a week, and now it's pretty much my job. But I called it CEO time, and I would go and I would sit down and I would write out questions, and I would go and I'd find a coffee shop to sit in. And one day, one of my questions was, you know, what can I do to fill my pipeline? And I went and I just brainstormed ideas. And I had done some, you know, thinking and reading, listened to a couple podcast episodes about prospecting, things like that. And then when I went and sat down, I had all these ideas I'd heard, all this content I had consumed. And I sat down and decided, what am I going to do? And I spent, you know, a good hour creating a list. And now I have this list and I look at it. I don't have to sit here and go, oh no, what am I going to do? I don't have enough prospects. Oh my, what do I do? When the pressure is on, when I look and I go, wow, I need some more prospects, I just open the list. I just open the list. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, I can do this. Oh yeah, that's right, I can do this. And I don't have the pressure, I don't have the stress, because I planned outside of pressure. All right, my friend. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of the Digital Nomad Entrepreneur Podcast, episode 27. Can't believe it. That's so cool and exciting. So I'm looking forward to reading your review or your email. Make sure you do one of those. And remember, until next time, chase the big dream, lead with courage, and safe travels to all of you out there traveling.
Attention passengers, we've now reached our destination. We hope you enjoyed the flight and have a nice day.